this is the website of origin. Now, whenever if you even if you you know type the Urkund, it will be taken to the origin. So original.com. Okay, original.com. So if say for example I am having an ID, this is the thing you can have just the product, okay, and all the things. But what are you seeing here? Oh, everything is similar. Don't worry, everything is similar. Just check it out that in this products you can have. If you want to buy our for resources, you can go to the webinar knowledge hub and support. You can have, you must go to the guides and tutorials. As we have shown in the earlier version of Urkund, the guides and tutorials are available on the different type. Quick start guide to original, quick start to the analysis report, how you should go to the analysis, how you should do it. It is all there and tutorials are available there. Okay, just say for example, if you want to go for the this one first quick start guide, just go it and you can download this thing, original start guide and introduction to using original. So using original via your LMS, whatever this is, you will get each and everything. And just go through these two the main things. If I say this one is second one is guide to the analysis report. The guide to the analysis report, you can also see that whenever it is opened, you can check it out with the help of that. I'm just again sharing you that. So this is the thing which you can check it out. I'm not going to open it. Just you open it and you will see the entire things. Whatever I'm telling you at this moment will be available. And if you have any confusion, you can go through the second link and the user guide can be available. I'll be giving you the user guides that link directly onto their comment. In the comment box, you can check it out and my team can also give you the comment. Just hold on the time so that I may be available to you know, they give you the link. And this the link, hold on, yeah, I'm giving to my team and the my team member will be giving you that documents link to your open comment. Okay, so friends, let me take you to the login first. So in the login, there are two kind of login. So we are not in the admin panel, login the webin box. So webin box in the global one, you just have to click here if you are having that particular ID. I have clicked. So it is preparing. Can you see here? So what we will get? The next page where you will have this, you will be directed to this page. Getting it? So welcome to the original. This is the page we are getting. And I have my username and password, which I have got from my institute. I will just put these credentials and signing. Got it? Now these are the my previous tasks, whatever I have done. Okay, what you have to do, you have to click create. This is my dashboard. I have to click create, click upload folders, and maybe if I'm going for some articles, maybe just a minute, I'm just at randomly I'm checking a document for you. Hold on. Say for example, this is one of our paper, or maybe yeah, maybe this is not the paper I'm giving you the thing. Say for example, this is the paper I have selected, a particular paper I have selected. So I am having this analysis address. I have to select this. I can also give this email ID to my student and he or she can just send the document which needs to be checked for similarity in this email ID only, and that will be the report will automatically be generated and will be sent to me, not to the students. Okay, subject, you can just write the subject, manuscript, test, trial, whatever you want to go with that, message if you want to have, and upload the file. this is the file has been uploaded. And depending on the, you know, time, this is a document. First, submission ID you must remember, D1110, and whenever the report will be there, this submission ID will be there. It is very important to know. Can you see here? This is the document ID whatever I have submitted. This document ID is very important. I will let you know why and when. So this has not been checked. And when if I go to my email ID, I will get that particular email of confirmation of submission will be landing in my personal email. And whenever the report will be generated, it will be here. So it may take the time depending on the length of the document. I'm just refreshing this page so that if it is available. Meanwhile, say for example, I have done the, I'm just, this will be showing that whenever the similarity check will be completed by the software, it will be showing that what is the percentage similarity there. I have done this report on this thing. I'm just opening this report for you. You just click it here when it is available. Can you see here? This is loading. Aap dekh pa rahe hain ki nahi? I think, let me check. Okay. So you just need to click. You just need to click the report. Okay, I have to stop sharing and then again go to that particular thing, that particular ID again. So far, what we have learned, number one thing, that how to log in there, how to upload the document for the similarity, and when the person, and to note down the document ID. These are the three important aspects. Now let me take you to the next step. Whenever the report will be generated, you will be getting a particular, you'll be getting a particular this Chrome tab, maybe I think I should go to the this complete window. I should take, I think it should be this. Can we see this analysis overview? Is it visible? Okay, Dr. Lokesh, please confirm.
Yeah, it's visible. Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah. Okay. So this is the analysis overview, and the complete report is available. That 10 matching text is available, 12 warnings are there, view the entire documents. Okay, these are the this is the compilation. What is the, again, this is the student thesis there, submission ID is this. So by this way, I can have the look on that. Now view the entire document. Now I want to see the all the pages. Okay. Yeah, I want to see the all the pages, then I can go through this document. Otherwise, you quick document overview, you just download this entire document or entire report by this. So what I can do, that quotes and brackets can be on, but by default it is off, because whatever in quote will not be included into the similarity, whatever included in the bracket will not be included in the similarity. So these things are there. So what you can go for, export the report. You can have the complete report with you, and you can check it out page by page. Say for example, I'm checking this page. So this page is giving you that this is the document, and yeah, and include in analysis or exclude in analysis. Say for example, a sample in particular thing, it is showing that this is the similarity in this particular paper, this particular page. This is the, whether you want to include the suspicious use of characters or symbols, it is showing. So you may exclude them. Say for example, it is your own paper, own source is there. For example, this page I'm talking about, okay, this portion I'm talking about, it is talking about the warning or thing. I can include and exclude box is like this. Can you see here, include analysis? Yeah, it is included in analysis at this time. If you want to exclude it, say for example, it is that particular paper is your own paper, then you can just exclude it from analysis. On whatever the changes are there, they are auto saved in general, whatever you are creating. So view the entire document. This way you can see the entire document. So whatever you are getting, can you go through? Because this is very exhaustively prepared document, so very less similarity is there. So say for example, this is the thing, this is the matching text I have shown. I have been shown by the report that in the colored version, this is the, you can include or exclude that particular source, that whether it should be counted in the similarity or not in that particular report. That's why the, in this particular entire report, the similarity is very much less. But you can, you always have the option as a supervisor, as a librarian only, to include or exclude. If it is your own paper, you just click exclude. Okay, so it does, that thing will be excluded from thing. Say for example, I take you to my another say for example, I'm taking you another document. I'm taking you to the another document on the original site. Meanwhile, we can also check whether the analysis report have been prepared. Type. Say for example, whatever, can you see here in the curcumin paper which we have uploaded, the similarity is 5% by this report. Just we have got now, whatever we have submitted. We can also see that document, but I'm not going to that document. I'm just seeing that, let's see the entire document, okay? Entire document, it is showing that it is, it has got this much similarity. Let me check the entire document. Entire document. So I can see that the, in the colored version, the source and from where it has been copied and the source will be marked there. So this, say for example, this is a colored version. Now I want, I know that it is showing that from this document is 64% match for this from Taylor and Francis, this article. Say for example, this article is mine only from out of the research work. I want to exclude it. This is a, but obvious that whatever you have published, is your thing. It should not be copied. It should not be treated as copied one or similarity one because it's the output of your research. So you can just exclude it. But remember, this exclusion will be marked in the report. You cannot go for excluding each and everything and claiming that I have the 0% similarity. No, you can't do that. Okay. So if I go for this by this way, I can. So by this way, the obviously the similarity will be reducing, but obviously either it can be done only in the cases when the paper is yours or paper is in Creative Commons and you have attributed to the source only. So this is the way, and just you have to, what you need to do when you have done with this thing, say for example, similarity is 28% for this document. Say for example, I have done this document. Can you see here? Yeah, this document is 95%. Say for example, this is my article. This is my article. I have done it excluded. Excluded it is. It was 28%. Remember, 20. It is now 26%. So this way, whatever is not relevant to you, whatever you can justify, you can put exclude as a supervisor or as a librarian. Not student can do. Student can do this thing. You have, if you are a student, you have to convince your supervisor or the librarian that this is your document only, and from that, because otherwise you cannot copy from any source. Okay, so this particular document which we prepared, which we were checking, actually I was checking for a particular manuscript when I was going through, I found it 28% copied. So technically it is automatically ejected, and you can just download this, import, export analysis report as PDF, and the PDF will be shown to you. I'm just going through the PDF now. Yeah. So now, can you see here? It is the original report which is before me. I will click here and it will be before me. Can you see it? Can you see it? That, please, Dr. Lokesh, Dr. Mona.
Yes, it's visible. The report is visible.
Yeah, this PDF is available. Now, this PDF is analyzed document. It is showing this ID. That most important thing is document ID. That document ID, you must note. This is D982821521. why I'm saying again and again. But first of all, source included in the report. Say for example, you are very, very clever. Your supervisor, your librarian is very wise. So he managed to have the similarity of 0% or 1%, 2% by clicking just some exclusion. But remember, whatever the sources are included in the report will be there. Okay, will be there. And the report will be available. That link will be available. But if you have done it earlier and you want to again go for submission, then it will be showing higher percent, 70% or 100%, because it is already in the cloud. So what you need to do, however, it is in the purview of librarian that with production of this document ID D9A282152 or whatever the document is having, that can be removed from the cloud if you are redoing the similarity after doing the corrections. Got my point? What is the importance of this document ID? And there is also support ID by the original support team. You can just put it there and it is removed within 24 hours. Okay, so need not to worry. If you have done some pre-work with the original pre-search with the similarity, you can remove it from the cloud and again check it out. Otherwise, if you have got 26% similarity, okay, now I'm going text by line, whatever have been matches there. Okay, this report looks like that. So when I'm focusing trying the reduction of the similarity, what will happen that even after working on that, when I've managed to almost all the similarity, when I'll redo the thing without removing the same document from the cloud of that software, obviously the report will show the higher similarity than the earlier version of, in fact, it may show 80%, 100% even. So don't forget to remove it from cloud. Otherwise, in the software like Turnitin, by default from the cloud, in 3 months it goes. In Authenticate, in 3 months it is vanished. Okay, from the cloud, that is meant for similarity only. Okay, so your document, you should take care when you are submitting it for the thesis and all that. So this is all about the presentation of this document, and you can put this document the first page or second page, third, last, depending on the requirement with your thesis. However, this document must be produced either by your supervisor or by the librarian only. As a student, we are not entitled to go for the similarity check. So this is all about the original with the new version itself. Thank you for connecting with us.